You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After just under 60 years of conflict, Eastern African countries Ethiopia and Eritrea have declared peace on Monday. Meeting in the Eritrean capital Asmara, President Isaias Afwerki and the recently appointed Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed announced the end of the war and the reopening of diplomatic relations and borders.
The chances and the opportunities were there for us and we were hoping to use them, but they were locked away from us for the past 25 years. 25 years is not a short time. The loss we incurred in the past 25 years cannot be recovered, but today we feel like we have not lost anything. We feel as if what we've lost has been regained.
The wall that was built between our people against their will for the last 20 years needs to be demolished. The war that took the lives of thousands and wasted many years and cost us dearly financially had finally become war without death.
The neighboring countries promised in a joint statement to promote close cooperation in political, economic, social, cultural, and security areas. Flights between Asmara and Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, are set to start again next week, and direct phone communications have already been restored. For the first time in two decades, families separated by the conflict on both sides of the border have been able to contact each other. The roots of the conflict are to be found post-World War II. Eritrea, an Italian colony part of Benito Mussolini's African Empire, is liberated by the British Army in 1941.
The ceremony marked the handing over of Eritrea to Ethiopia. The hauling down of the Union flag marked the end of some 11 years of British responsibility for the administration of the country.
A United Nations resolution of 1950 then transfers Eritrea to its neighbour, Ethiopia, granting it its own administrative structure and control over domestic affairs, in spite of calls for independence on the Eritrean side. In the late 1950s, liberation movements are created and an armed resistance starts fighting against the Ethiopian power. In 1962, Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie dissolves the Eritrean parliament and annexes the territory. The war for independence will last for 30 years until the Eritrean People's Liberation Front defeats Ethiopian forces. Independence is proclaimed in April 1993, following a referendum which saw 99% of the Eritrean people voting in favour of independence. However, the conflict is sparked again in 1998 over the fight for Badme, a little town at the border which both countries claim to be theirs. The border conflict will then go on for 2 years and is responsible for the death and injuries of tens of thousands of people and the displacement of many on either side of the border. A peace deal is signed in December 2000 but will never truly be enforced. The town of Badme is offered to Eritrea, a decision Ethiopia will never accept until now. Because both sides remain on a war footing, Eritreans have to go through a compulsory national service and are at risk of conscription. This threat has pushed thousands to flee their country. At the height of the refugee exodus in Europe, Eritrean made up one of the biggest groups attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea. Eritrea's president for the last 25 years, Isaias Afwerki, has used the conflict to suspend the country's constitution, ban free speech, and squash any form of opposition. Political prisoners are sentenced without trials, and the United Nations accuses the state of multiple human rights violations and potential crimes against humanity. The promise of an end to tensions came about a month ago when Prime Minister of Ethiopia Abiy Ahmed signaled his desire to recognize the borders decided by the 2000 peace treaty.
Since we are the largest and oldest country in the African continent, our people must understand that Ethiopia should take the responsibility of taking the first step towards peace with Asmara and that we are also responsible for the stability in the region. Let the trains and the buses start between the two nations and let us restore the ties between our Eritrean and Ethiopian people.
On the other side, the current suffocating financial situation of Eritrea, which needs foreign investment to breathe again, has most likely pushed Afwerki to answer positively to its neighbours' request to discuss the conflict. When Abiy Ahmed took over as Prime Minister of Ethiopia in April, the young reformist announced his desire to see some change, but no one expected it to happen so fast. Apart from engaging in these peace negotiations, Ahmed has freed political prisoners in Ethiopia, lifted the state of emergency efficiency and signalled economic reforms. The re-establishment of trade and diplomatic relations between the two countries should benefit both parties. Because of the fight, Ethiopia has been left landlocked, and its access to Eritrea's Red Sea ports would create a shared economic boom. The head of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, says this, his organization supports the newfound peace, yet stands ready to act to ensure the deal is maintained. Guterres is also considering putting an end to the arms embargo and partial travel ban against Eritrea.
If the reasons that led to the sanctions will no longer exist, but that of course depends on the specific nature of those sanctions, they will naturally become obsolete.
Yet experts are cautious and rather sceptical of whether this peace can be effectively long-lasting, like political analyst Matthew Bryden, interviewed by Al Jazeera.
There are going to be communities that are likely to resist finding themselves transferred to another national jurisdiction or divided by the new border. So the implementation is something that's going to have to be handled very carefully.
It is hard to say whether Eritrea will follow its neighbours' steps when it comes to improving human rights and whether the reopening of its borders to Ethiopia will translate into more freedom for the Eritrean people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.